Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hello, and welcome to the Kramer and Jess Uncensored Podcast. How many times am I going to say that wrong, you think, Jess? I can already feel it in my bones.
I know,
that
I'm going to get it.
If you're brand new to us and brand new to our podcast, we're going to try to fill you in with exactly who we are, and you kind of get to know us so that you can hop into this podcast or into our radio show as fast as humanly possible.
Yeah.
And with the way that Jess's life is going right now, we may have to update this because I'm just afraid that
No, you didn't.
This episode zero, might have to get updated. For me too.
You're doing me dirty. You're doing me dirty right now, and they don't even know who we are. You're a heck of a mess.
Okay. So here's what you should know about us. Jess and I, we are friends, right? We're not best friends.
Wait, what?
We're not best friends.
Wait, we're not?
Okay, go. What? Explain. What's our relationship then? How do you explain our relationship?
I thought we were like really, really close friends.
Yes, really, really close friends.
No,
I'll give you that.
You
but
said.
We're not best friends.
That's rude. You literally were like, she's not my best friend. She's like a friend. And I feel hella offended, actually.
You're an A-level friend. People like, I like to rank my friends like school grades. And I give you an A. Like, you're definitely up there. I wouldn't say you're one of my best friends, though. Like, if drama were to go down, I don't know that I would call you first.
That is because a lie. That's actually a lie. You literally tell me everything about your life. I'm really upset right now. I thought we were like low-key best friends, but okay, fine, whatever.
Okay, fine. We're low-key best friends.
Yeah.
We're going to leave it at that. Okay, so we're low-key best friends. Okay. We're coming to Baltimore to be on the Mix 106.5 morning show. And we, Jess and I, were on a morning show in San Diego, California for about 4 years together. And the show that we were on before was called Kramer and Gina, not to be confused with a new show, which is Kramer and Jess. So I'm just wondering the first time I'm going to F that up in the whole process. No, Jess and I, we love each other, but I always consider Jess like a little sister to me. Jess, so what do you think that people need to know? Like three things that people should know about me if they're just coming in and just getting to know us for the first time.
Kramer is... he's not going to be the life of the party. So like he's going to go, but he's going to leave without saying bye to you. But at least he showed up. So that's one thing. He's like that friend.
Very true.
He loves his dog, Kiki. Obsessed with her. He's like a dog.
She's literally sitting in my lap right now.
Dog dad.
We're mid-pandemic right now. And so Jess and I are actually recording this from a distance right now. But as I record this whole thing, my dog is literally just, and every time I record anything, is sitting here right here in my lap. There's no greater person other than my mother.
Yeah.
And then my dog in my life.
Like literally there's a picture of you next to the definition of dog dad. Like that's who you are.
Yes.
And then also he is like, would you say recently divorced or just like,
I mean, what does recent mean? How long does somebody get to say they're recently divorced?
Here's the thing though. He's at the point where he's like out here living his best life, but that definitely is a big thing you should know about him though. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The last 2 years has been like rebuilding for me.
Yes.
And unfortunately, if you're just now joining us, you missed all the terribleness trying to figure my life out.
Yes. The messy part where it was just a little dark and all of us were a little afraid. We're past that. He is now shining bright like a diamond, and it's great.
You're meeting me at a great point in my life. So I got divorced. Long story short, my wife had an entanglement with another gentleman. And after 9.5 years, a coworker, but we can get into all this. This is way too much.
We'll talk about it later.
That's pretty much me. I would say there's nothing more you probably should know about me. It's pretty much my life in a nutshell. Okay, so Jess Dutra. Here's what you need to know about Jess Dutra. Number one, she is life of the party.
Yeah.
Like Jess is, well, she has like two modes. She's either like life of the party or like she can fade in the background fast. And there's nowhere in between. Jess is never having a mediocre day.
Yeah.
It's either the best day of her life or it's the worst day of her life.
Yeah.
And there's nowhere in between those two, right?
Yeah. It'll tell you about it on Instagram. So you'll know which one.
Number two thing you need to know about Jess is she is a social media superstar. She is so good at social, and like, you should go follow her because I think she's just wildly entertaining on there. Do you want to plug your social? I'm sure you do right here.
Yeah, guys. Jess Do It. JESSDUITT. Let's be friends.
And number three thing you need to know, and this is why I made the joke at the beginning, was that we may have to update this one because this, I don't know. I hope we never have to. I hope we don't have to go back and change this, but life has a way of changing. And Jess, and this is going to be very important for you to know from day one of this podcast and this radio show, is that Jess is moving to Baltimore with her boyfriend, who she's only spent about 2 total weeks in person, probably longer than that. How much total time do you think you guys have actually spent together?
Physically together over a month at least.
Okay.
Like, all the time.
Okay. I'll give you 5 weeks.
Than that.
I'll give you 6 weeks. So they've only physically spent about 6 weeks together, but they are both up and rooting. Are they both? Is he a California native too, Jess?
Yes.
What you need to know, because this is going to be something kind of confusing as we start the show, is that Jess's boyfriend's nickname, I don't think I even know his real name. I only know by his nickname.
Yeah, you don't. I keep trying to tell you his real name and you like just don't even acknowledge it. It's dumb.
I haven't met him. That's what's so funny. I've not even met this guy yet. That's how little Jess has been around him. I have not even.
That's not true. As her low-key best friend.
Okay, that's why I say I don't know that we're best friends. I've not even met your boyfriend yet.
Stop.
But then again, you've only been together for 6 weeks. Half of those are probably up there anyway.
Okay, first of all, we've been in a long-distance relationship for almost 7 months. Okay? That's a long time.
that is. For a long distance, that's a ton. You need to let everyone know the abbreviated version of why your boyfriend's nickname is Garage Boy.
His nickname is Garage Boy because the second day we met, we hooked up in my parents' garage, and we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah. So
we'll circle
back.
Jess
comes back. She comes back from her, it was Thanksgiving, last Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And she comes back and she's like, she just like blurts everything out to us. And we're like, well, I guess his nickname's Garage Boy. So there you go. Mm-hmm. It's that easy. So yes, that's definitely important. We are so freaking excited about joining the new morning show over at Mix 106.5. I mean, we're sitting here actually even before we recorded this, just in complete authenticity.
Yeah.
Is we're in San Diego right now as we're recording this, but Jess is like, how you feeling? I'm like, I'm actually feeling fine. I'm like more pumped to get there than I am to leave San Diego.
No,
you know?
Same. Like, I think it's just because it's something that has felt so meant to be in like all aspects of this process of moving. I mean, we're about to be there in days.
If you can hear the echo, I don't even hear the echo in my my house, but I'm literally in my empty ass house recording this podcast. So so the radio show is going to be on Mix 106.5 every morning from 6 to 10, I think. Let's just go with 6 to 10 for now.
It is 6 to 10.
We actually, Jess, we should read our little thing that we wrote last night.
Yeah.
You want to know like what's our show about? Our boss, whose name is Tom.
We love Tom.
Ask us to write a little synopsis, right? Mm-hmm. Is that the best word? Mission statement. We call it a mission statement. So here's the mission statement of our show that we came up with that I hope that you'll get behind and that you'll get excited about. It's two friends trying to figure it out and making fun of each other along the way. A show that's on top of everything Baltimore and can't wait to invite listeners to be a part of the conversation. Tackling real life experiences, no matter how awkward they may be, we're doing Baltimore life together every morning.
Aww.
That's us. That's us. So that's like the radio show. The podcast that you're listening to right now is going to be a little bit different because as you can tell by the title, because when we were on a radio show in San Diego, we had a quote unquote uncensored podcast too. And so explain to them the difference between the radio show and the uncensored podcast.
The radio show, it's exactly who we are. Uncensored is us, and also the morning show is us, but uncensored is like where we can use bad words and maybe talk about things that are even more uncomfortable and that you really shouldn't be hearing about at 6 o'clock in the morning. So it's kind of like like for the squad. The uncensored podcast is for the squad.
And like, for example, so the story that Jess just told you about Garage Boy, that would be like the radio version of it. We're just being, you know, you don't quite know us yet. So we're coming in and we're going to tiptoeing.
Yeah. I don't want to scare you away.
The uncensored podcast version of that, though, you would get all of the details of what went down, right?
In so it kind
of just in the garage. Yeah.
What actually happened in there?
Oh my God. This is going to be a mess, but we're genuinely excited. And listen, if you're coming over, we know that like change can be awkward and it's hard. And I get it because I was on a radio station here for four and a half years and was, I think people seem to like me okay there towards the end. Wouldn't you say, Jess?
Yeah, of course.
And I understand that like when that change was made, I got let go back in January, budget cuts, blah, blah. It's hard. It's hard when somebody new has to come into your life. And it may be even hard for you to like start a new podcast. It just takes a little bit of time for you to get to know us and us to get to know you. And so we're just thankful that you've taken the time to even listen to this little intro podcast of who we are and what we're about. And we just want to have a lot of fun and like be authentic. Am I missing anything about what we do, Jess? I mean, that's just like
I think what's really, well, no, exactly. And I think what's really special about us is we are so open and so authentic, and we just really aren't afraid to talk about things that just happen in real life. And I think a lot of people shy away from like anybody can talk about the good, but I think it takes a different type of person to open up about things that aren't always easy to talk about. So we want to laugh with you and have fun with you, but we also want to grow with you and like everything that happens in life, we just want to do that with you. So we just appreciate you being here and getting to know us. I'm so excited.
Yep, me too. Hope you're ready for us. We're so ready for you. We're so excited for you. Welcome to our Uncensored podcast. Episode one is already launched, and that kind of goes into the whole explanation of how we even came to be the new Mix 106.5 morning show over in Baltimore. Now, literally, as we're recording this first little synopsis, and I don't want to cut this too short, but I literally have people coming over to do a home inspection on my house in about 30 minutes. Oh, right in a second. So okay.
No, it's true.
I cut it short. That's us. We are Kramer and Jess. We are low-key best friends. I've never met her boyfriend, Garage Boy.
I did not even know we weren't as close as we... whatever.
We'll talk about it later. Get into it. Okay. All right. We love you. Thank you for being here for the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%.
Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.